I had a bit of a troubled childhood. There was a lot of anger and some violence.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. Today, we're connecting with Diana Volo. She's the founder and executive director of an extraordinary outreach to children called Swan for Kids. They work with some of the most vulnerable youngsters, children of incarcerated parents. Diana shares about her own background and how Swan for Kids started.
Can you go back to the beginning? Where are you from? And tell us a little bit about your childhood.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, first of all, and thank you for asking that question. I grew up in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. I had a bit of a troubled childhood. There was a lot of anger and some violence, and it used to terrify me, honestly. I used to think, how are we going to survive the situation without one of us getting killed?
Wow.
And early on through that trauma, I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a way that I could control my situation as I get a little older. As a child, of course, you have no control over things.
Right.
And so I happened to have a violin, and I had violin lessons, and I thought, you know, I would love to be a performer. So I practiced very, very hard, and I thought, you know, that might be my way of escape. If I can get good enough to have a performance career, that would be one way that I would be able to gain some independence.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my little escape route, actually, as a child. I didn't know the Lord at the time. I had no idea. Didn't know the Bible very well. And so that was my way of trying to solve a difficult problem. So amazingly, by God's grace, I received a full scholarship from that
wonderful
little city row home in Wilmington to study with one of the world's finest violin teachers. That would have been Dorothy DeLay. And so that was my escape. I went to college. I got my degree in performing. And I started right from as I graduated. One of my first jobs was at Carnegie Hall playing in a chamber orchestra for an event. And then I subbed in the St. Louis Symphony, which was a major symphony, and played in a chamber orchestra in Philadelphia. It was called the Concerto Philadelphia. And interestingly, through my college career, actually, I was witnessed to by a good number of my colleagues. And by God's grace, I was born again.
Oh,
that was another amazing, obviously, eternal life change for me. And from there, you know, I really never looked back. I met the most kind and most godly man, and we got married, and we have three grown children.
What a blessing.
You know, so now, as I look back with an empty nest and a little bit more time than I ever had before, because I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband's a pastor, by the way.
Wow.
And he pastors criminal offenders, and I was starting to see, wow, what children have to go through when a parent is incarcerated. And so with that empty nest and time on my hand, the next question I asked was, well, what can I do to help?
Uh-huh.
And that's how this organization got started. I started SWAN, which stands for Scaling Walls, A Note at a Time. I started that back 8 years ago.
Wow.
And the idea for it was that I was going to help children specifically whose parents had some history of incarceration.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to help them through music. But then obviously that would be an inroad for being able to share the most important news, the most important solution to all of our problems, and that would be the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Sure. Now, in that word SWAN, it has the letters that you just explained, S-W-A-N, which you said stood for Scaling Walls, A Note at a Time. You want to explain
right.
a little bit about what you mean by scaling walls?
Yes. You know, most Americans have no idea, but more than 5 million children in our country, or 1 in 14 children in the United States, have had a parent either in a state or federal prison at some point in their lives.
That's amazing.
It is.
No.
Most people don't realize that.
No.
And sadly, when a parent goes to prison, the children often suffer. They suffer physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Now, did that tie in with your experience at all? As you described it, you were somewhat traumatized as a child. And so do you see connections there with the trauma?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And there's a lot that goes on when a child is traumatized. In fact, there's a lot of medical studies that are out now. There's a very well-respected study called the ACE study, which identifies the adverse childhood effects, that stands for ACE, some of the most traumatic events that could happen in a child's life. Mm-hmm. And you see, when that happens, it's going to impact the child physically, mentally, and emotionally. And that often results in children's behavioral issues. Oftentimes, there's misbehavior and substandard academic performance.
Right. So, it kind of sets them on a path for not for success, would you say, like for the opposite?
It really does. And as a matter of fact, when school districts across our nation, when they look at how many suspensions and expulsions they have in their school, and then they look at that more closely, they're going to realize that it's often the same children that are getting suspended over and over and over again. Mm. There are multiple suspensions, and sadly, that ends up oftentimes prison.
We're talking with Diana Volo about her organization, Swan for Kids, and how they're working with troubled children with an alternative for their lives, bringing hope and a life-changing experience.
And we'll return to our talk with Diana in just a moment. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. You can friend us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Also, if you're enjoying this feature, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast. To find out more or to contact us with your comments or questions, we're hosted now on Podbean. That's spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N, Podbean, at connectionswithrichandbobby.podbean.com. That's connectionswithrichandbobby.podbean.com.
You can also listen to us on a smart speaker. You simply say, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Now let's return to our talk with Diana Volo with Swan for Kids.
Now that we're learning more about trauma in the medical field, more and more school districts are starting to look at trauma. When they ask the child what is happening in their life, more times than not, overwhelmingly, they're going to find that there's trauma in that child's life. So there's actually quite a bit of revolution taking place in our country right now. Typically, if you would ask any school district, how do they deal with misbehavior, especially repeated misbehaviors, they're going to talk about suspensions and expulsions.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because we have this medical understanding of what happens to the brain, how children's ability to learn is impacted, and how that impacts their behavior. Now, more and more schools are starting to become trauma-informed and get alongside the child that's misbehaving, saying, how can we help you? What is going on?
Yes.
And when we start to come alongside a child like that, what you're going to find, and this is a wonderful thing, is that many of those terrible effects, the harmful effects of trauma, can be reversed or improved. That's where music comes in, too.
You know, these kids, as you're mentioning, come from troubled homes or have experience with trauma of one form or another. Now, how do these kids find you, or how do they enter the program? Are they willing to enter your program?
Yes. Well, interestingly, we actually serve children by going to the public schools in particular. And we are an after-school program. We offer free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities. And the way we draw the children into the program, we actually have the intervention specialist and the counselors, the family counselors, recruit for us. Uh-huh. Now, usually it's the children that are having the greatest needs that are being cared for by those intervention specialists and family counselors. And so most of the children that those counselors and intervention specialists work with have issues with trauma. In fact, some of the children can't even attend the classroom with all the other children. They'll have one-on-one help.
Wow.
So that is why Swan can say, actually, where we're serving right now is we're actually serving some of our city's most traumatized children. It's because those family counselors and intervention specialists are the ones that are largely recruiting for us. I do want to clarify that not every child who has a parent that has a history of incarceration is on that spectrum there's a whole continuum of children. Now, they do experience the trauma of separation and oftentimes poverty, sometimes homelessness, but not every child does. But because the intervention specialists are recruiting for us, we tend to have some of the more traumatized children.
I see. Now, do they come in kicking and screaming, or are they anxious to have a different kind of an activity and somebody who's actually paying attention to them in a positive way?
Oh, that's a great question. Our children love our classes. We oftentimes start the class by sharing a gospel devotion.
Mm.
And it's a good way to help the children switch gears from whatever happened to them in school that day, whatever they're experiencing, to just have that quiet, reflective time when they're learning about spiritual truth. And then the teachers always follow that with, how can we pray for you?
And there is
not one child that doesn't like to be prayed for.
Yes.
It's their chance to express their heart, to be listened to be acknowledged. And it's a very sweet time. And then it sets the tone for the class. And we teach hand drumming and drumline. The children sing together as a group. They learn to play ukuleles, and then we teach them how to play guitar. Some of our middle school children or our older teenagers, actually we have them form a band of their own. So they'll have some vocalists and a guitarist, somebody on keys, somebody with drums.
I bet they love that.
They absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that translate to the parents and to the home where trauma generally is beginning, and they see their children coming through your program and then playing these instruments? Does that help bring peace and calmness to the homes?
You know, that's a wonderful question. And I know that the parents are encouraged with SWAN. When we have a performance for where the children are performing out and about in the community, or even during a school assembly, many parents will come and support their children, which we're very grateful for. Now, we do have some children that don't have that support, but a lot of the parents do love it. And, you know, when word gets back, and we've had children actually play for their mom or their dad over the phone when their parent is in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So the parent will call, and the child will be ready to play a piece or, you know, share what they're learning. I know it's a blessing to the parents. I know that oftentimes it's the case that a parent knows that they have brought some harm to their family by not being there,
mm-hmm.
and they're grateful when they know that somebody is stepping in and caring for their child in these ways.
Yes, a very compassionate work in bringing hope and restoration to the lives of these precious, precious children.
Yes. And we'll be continuing our talk with Diana Volo as she shares some of the stories about the children SWAN for Kids are helping. So come back and join us again next time and tell a friend.
And also, if you'd like to find out more about Diana and their work, you can go to their website at SWAN for Kids. That's SWAN, SWAN, the number 4, and kids, swanforkids.org. Again, that's swanforkids.org.
You've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. Also, we're now being hosted by Podbean. That's spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N, Podbean, where all of our episodes are listed. So if you missed one or would like to refer someone to hear our podcast, just go to Connections with Rich and Bobby, Bobby spelt with an I, .podbean.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby, .podbean.com.
Now, don't forget, if you have a smart speaker, no matter what kind you have, you can just say, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Or you may join us on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.